League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to Daddy vs. Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Daddy vs. Doctor. Today, jam-packed, we have Jana Kramer, country western star, also a wonderful actress. She's on the show today. We have a family concerned about how many words their 22-month-old is saying. And what else do we got?
We have a family who wants to know how many times they should go to the doctor. Are they being a hypochondriac, going too much? And then we got a good one.
We have a 16-year-old who needs to have maybe a bird and a beet talk.
Maybe got a special goodie bag from their doctor.
Got a goodie bag.
We'll talk about that on the next Daddy vs. Doctor.
You got it.
Hi, guys.
What's going on?
I'm trying this thing up. It's just like so high tech. I can't.
Let me see the kids. It's been a while.
I know. I was like, when he said your name, I was like, this is crazy.
I know. You actually picked a good pediatrician while you lived in Los Angeles, you know?
And I will tell you, Jolie has her speech. She graduated from speech.
Congrats.
Yeah. Because you were the one that was like, she's delayed. And I'm like, awesome. And then Jace is just like he's awesome.
That's great.
I have questions though. I've got questions I need to ask you since I haven't seen you since he was probably what? 6 months old.
Yeah, Jace had just been born and Jolie was a couple years old. How old are they now?
So Jace is going to be 4 November and then Jolie is going to be 7 in January.
Wow.
Good ages. So you were the pediatrician to the family prior to you moving out of Los Angeles. Is that correct?
Yeah, I moved out of LA 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So but I saw the kids.
You were the kids' pediatrician for about, you came to the hospital when Jace was born. So okay. All of it.
Got a question. The pediatrician you have now, better than Scott?
Thanks. Wow. You want me to, I'll step out for a second. You can be honest. We're always trying to do better. So tell me what my deficiencies are.
No, if I'm honest with you, like you were the best of all the pediatricians we've ever had. And I'm not just saying that.
See, that's nice. Because that's really nice.
Because you were, what I loved about it is like where I'm at right now, they just kind of make you do like a checklist and you sat with Jolie and, you know, tried to, it was like, hey, what is this thing? And like, you were just talking to her like a normal adult would. And I just loved your approach with that because you saw where she kind of was falling short and where she needed some more growth, as opposed to me just like checking, like, does she speak 15 words? I'm like, I don't know, like going back and forth and thinking that it's like, there's so much, like, why are you giving like a parent a checklist? Like, I love how you just went in there and you're like, hey, like, you know, what is this or what's that? Or just like talking to them and just making them feel super comfortable. And I think that's, my kids don't have that with their now pediatrician. So.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. And I have to say, it's really selfish reasons. I relate much better with small children than I do adults. So I feel more comfortable talking with them. I always say, if parents didn't show up, I'd have the easiest job in the world.
Yeah.
But you guys ruin it.
I know. We're terrible. So what do you got? What's the question today?
Okay. So I've got a few questions. So the first one is Jace was diagnosed with SPD. So I was curious if that's something that he's going to outgrow and then should I look out for some autism signs as well? Because sometimes like I see him like today or no, last week and we were on the soccer field and I'm like how he reacts to things. I mean, went like crazy. I mean, he even bit my ex, which I was like, go for it, buddy. But like, you know, like you shouldn't be biting. Right. So I was like, but like, I could tell like he was hit, how he reacts to certain situations is different than like other kids would react.
So first, let's, for so, Sebastian's sake, you said SPD, and he was thinking, oh my God, he's having sex at such a young age. Did he contract something? So yeah. I think what she's talking about is sensory processing disorder.
Processing disorder. And I noticed it, I noticed it when he was around two-ish, like sounds, touch, wind. Like he was so sad. I mean, he would scream to win. And I'd be like, all right, buddy, like it's not going to hurt you and everything. Like, even wearing certain clothes, like I tried to put him in a sweatshirt the other day and he didn't like the feel of the material.
Sure.
So I would get really frustrated. And now I'm like, all good, buddy. Let's pick another option. Like you can change your mind. So it's like, I've learned to go through it. Whereas Joel is one step and he's like 10 steps. But in my mind, I saw that SPD can be linked to autism. So I was just kind of curious about that.
Yeah. So yes, I mean, children with autism often have some sensory issues, but kids can have isolated sensory issues without autism. And I'm sure being 4 years old, obviously interacting with people, following commands, responding to his name, pointing to show interest, he's doing all those things, correct?
Yeah, he is.
So,
Yeah.
So if everything else is going well, then obviously it sounds like a more isolated sensory issue, because I think the pediatrician would have flagged that or somebody would have flagged that. And I know this very well because I always say to my wife, if OT, occupational therapy, was in vogue when she was a child, she would have been in it 7 days a week. She doesn't like textures of clothing. She has to cut out all the tags and all her clothes. She doesn't like things over her head. She steps into her shirts. Did you know this about my wife? This is a whole nother level.
This is a whole thing.
I mean, and one of my daughters inherited this from her. I mean, she would wear the same pair of pants and shirt to school every day. And it's a private school, so it was a uniform, but we'd have to buy the exact same one because she only wanted that one because of how it felt for her. So is he in any type of therapy, occupational therapy or anything like that?
No, but that was my next question. Like, should I get him into something like that? Like I've kind of figured out how to communicate with him and I don't get frustrated anymore. Cause at first I just didn't understand it. I'm like, put the sweatshirt on, like, you gotta go, like, let's go. And he was just so upset about it. And then I felt guilty, but so I don't know, like, is that something where I should?
I think it depends how much it's affecting his daily life, right? So like with my daughter, we had workarounds. We bought a lot of the same thing. We didn't fight her when she didn't like something a certain way on her body or a certain sound she avoided. She doesn't like the sound of people chewing. She sits in a different room when she eats dinner.
Hold on. One second. I have these issues myself, not necessarily
with
clothing.
Yeah.
But can't this just be a characteristic that somebody has? And do we have to label it with these SPD, you got ODD, whatever the hell it is?
Right.
Can it just be, I got a problem? Like here, on an airplane, when somebody cracks open a Coke can, it drives me, the volume drives me nuts.
Really? Okay.
Chewing gum, if somebody's, potato chips, people eating potato chips.
You and my wife should be married.
It just bothers me, and I don't think I got a problem. I actually think, to be honest with you.
Everybody else does? I've heard this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is exactly what my wife and daughter say, that I'm the issue because I chew too loudly.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not me. Maybe you don't like the sound
of it. No, bro, I'm telling you, nobody else realizes it, but us that have this, I call it an extra sense. And it actually suits me quite well that I don't think we do anything with him. I think we if the shirt's itchy, he wants to take it off. I want to take off an itchy shirt. Who does it?
You're right. No, but I agree. We don't have to treat everything in its degrees and how much it's affecting his life. Like my wife never went to occupational therapy and she avoids the things she doesn't like. If she doesn't like tags, she cuts out tags. If you don't like loud music, you don't have to go to a rock concert. So if you're able to adapt to his needs and it's not causing constant fights, tantrums, not wanting to go to school, not to playing with friends, then yes, I agree. You don't have to do anything. If it gets to the point where he's not enjoying what other four-year-olds should enjoy because of that, then we want to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you need help.
Yeah.
No, I get that. And I think throwing away, like, you know, I let him throw away the real itchy one because I'm like, I'm not going to keep forcing him to wear it, even though I thought it was really cute and it was from Zara and I wanted him to wear it. But like, you know, I had to get over that. Like, I'm like, all right, let's wear the whatever one. But I think with the, like, when he was, where I see him like get kind of shy is when he is around. Like, he's great with other kids, but then when he feels like kind of singled out too, like he definitely like doesn't know how to like communicate what he needs. And I think I'm like, that's where I feel like I might need someone to help with that piece of it. Cause like he literally bit my ex at the soccer game and then acted like, I mean, it was like, that's his kid. Like, so.
Yeah.
Well, here, it's another thing. It's like, are these traits passed down in the DNA? Cause I'm always telling Lana, anytime the kid does something out of the ordinary, your side.
Right. But only when it's bad. Like, she went right to her ex when it was a bad trait.
Yeah. And
it's the same in my house. My girls do anything poorly, it was from my side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're perfect, it was from my wife's.
Yeah.
No, I don't. So
well,
that's
totally. And his, yeah. And Jace, like, his affection and love is like all mine. Like, it's like all his good qualities are definitely all of mine.
100%.
Like, it's great. 1,000.
By the way, that kid's one of the cutest kids I've ever seen. That kid's going to be a lady killer.
I know. It's ridiculous.
He's like, stunning. He's so cute. You ever seen the son? He's stunning.
Him. Yeah. The biting like, could affect dating, though.
Baby. Didn't you sniff his nuts or is his pee-pee or whatever? Like, you gave him a circumcision. Isn't that what? Oh, no, that's what my gyno did. Never mind. I was like, you didn't do that. The gyno.
Well, I missed that whole thing. Someone got that.
I think somehow we related circumcision with losing masculinity of some sort. Okay. I don't know.
Gotcha.
She already blamed me for something. I don't know. Back then.
I didn't. Don't worry.
Well, there you have it. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
So good to see you. Say hi to the kids for me.
Too.
Yeah.
I will for sure.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye. See you later.
Take care.
Yeah.
So it's funny, this croup.
Yeah.
When you're a parent, you hear that for the first time, your kid barking like a dog in the other room. It's like, what's going on now?
Well, it always happens in the middle of the night. So 2 a.m, your kid's had a runny nose all day and they wake up and you hear, and you think they're choking, they're, you know, and it tends to be croup. And we've talked about, you put them in a steam shower, you take them in the cold air, things to open up the airway. Sometimes they need a dose of steroids. And it typically, kids outgrow it by 6 years of age because their airway gets bigger. What happens with croup is the virus causes inflammation in the upper airway. And when the airway gets smaller, you hear that stridor sound.
Mm-hmm.
When the airway gets big enough, like if you got that virus, your airway is so big that a little inflammation doesn't cause you to make that sound.
By the way, speaking of myself, I think my immune system is
amazing.
It's so fortified right now. I mean, Serafina literally is coughing in my mouth, like right next to me. Yeah. And I'm like,
you get nothing.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, hey, what's going on?
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great over here. We're just knocking down people's problems left and right.
Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, bro, this is it, man. Are you wowing at the strawberry shirt or what? What? By the way, it smells like a strawberry. It's my daughter's favorite shirt. I smell like a strawberry.
It's
I'm like surprised you haven't commented
haven't,
on
it. It's a scratch and sniff.
Yeah, it smells like a strawberry. Wow. It's amazing what's going on.
I thought it was your new cologne.
And with this whole, well, you could stay.
I like it.
You don't got to dip out.
No, he's gonna stay. He's gonna stay. We just gotta get the baby.
You want to sit down? You look uncomfortable.
Okay.
He's just.
All right, listen. What's going on? Oh, we got the whole family.
We're bringing
the
kids.
Oh yeah, we got all the little specimens here. I'm gonna get the other one, Lucia.
That tells you everything right there. Little specimens.
Specimens.
That's right.
So where are you guys calling from?
Beastie Canada.
Beastie
British
Canada.
British Columbia, Canada.
Oh. All right, man.
Yeah, you're Vancouver. He saw you when you were in Vancouver. Not
too long ago. I love Vancouver.
How many? It's like a clown car. How many people are we bringing to the?
That's it. This is all we got. That's it. This is
Come here. Very cute.
Okay. What's the question today?
So our question is: my husband thinks I'm a hypochondriac because when the kids are sick, I take them to the doctor. And he doesn't think that they need to go, but I think because they're little that we should take them when they're not feeling good.
This is a topic that Dr. Cohen and I have often discussed. Growing up as a kid, we went to the doctor once a year for a checkup. Other than that, we never went. You got a cold, it's part of life. You blow your nose, you take some Vicks vapor rub, put it on your chest, and you're done with it. My family went as far as even putting, if I had a fever, they would slice up a potato and line it across my head and put a wet towel over it. It was supposed to absorb the fever. I don't know if your practice is doing that, but that's what they were doing in the basement in Norridge, Illinois in 1978. Yeah. So, today, right, kid gets a sniffle and we call the ambulance. What's going on? Why are people so worried today about their kid's health, when back in the day, you just muscled through it? And I mean, I call you more than my wife.
You do.
So what? I'm like you. I'm like a worry wart. My wife is like your husband. She's just kind of like, it's okay. Yeah. What's going on?
I don't think you're wrong to take them to the pediatrician whenever you're worried. I mean, I think part of this as a parent is when things happen for the first time, it's scary. It's anxiety producing. We want to know that everything's okay, right? That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, we hear about so much more, the news, the media, schools. You get probably a notice every day from school that they were, you know, near somebody with RSV or hand, foot, and mouth, or your child needs to be sent home because they had a runny nose or fever. So other people are telling you, go get your child checked out, which is part of it. I think there is a point where you can sort of wait a little bit. And as a pediatrician, we try to give parents the confidence to do that. So typically when kids get colds during the winter, we say, look, if they have a runny nose, if they have a cough, if they have fever, you know, wait a beat. If the fever goes more than 3 days, obviously, if they're ever labored and breathing, or if they're miserable all the time, even when they're not having fever, then bring them in. Let's check it out. Because most illnesses, fever lasts for a couple of days, fever breaks, and the cough and congestion linger on for a couple of weeks. That's the typical course. And if it's outside that course, that's when you want to get it checked out by a pediatrician. At the first onset of a symptom, if everybody came in, then that's why I'm at work till 9 o'clock at night. So
I took them this morning, fully knowing that I was going to be here later today discussing my problem, but they've been sick for 3 weeks and our son had a fever. So we went this morning and they gave him some more medication. And then my husband came home and saw the paper bag. And now he thinks that there's no reason. And now
my 1-year-old has a puffer.
An inhaler.
Yeah. And this thing that goes on their face.
Was he diagnosed? Was he tested today? Does he have RSV?
Well, that's what I thought, because I heard that RSV was going around and I'm like, hey, we better go see the doctor. And they listened to his lungs and they said, you should give him the puffer. And I said, okay, but I'd like to get an aero chamber because I don't want to have to try to give him a puffer.
Sure.
And then Brad gets home from work and sees all this stuff. And he's like, well, it's a good thing that we're talking to Sebastian today because you obviously need help.
She does.
Well, listen, it looks like your husband, the way he's talking, was raised by mules in a forest, right? Like he just seems like the complete antithesis of what you're doing. We never came home with puffer. Again, this is what you don't want to do. As a parent, you say, wait, all right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to wait. And in 3 days, the kid's blue.
Right.
And I go, what was I waiting for 3 days?
If you're concerned, you come in and you call me all the time about these things. I'm on your side. I don't think you're doing anything wrong. As a doctor, we don't, to alleviate any of your husband's concerns, just because you show up, you don't get a goodie bag. We don't give things just to give it because you show up. If there's nothing there, nothing makes me happier than telling you there's nothing wrong. They just have a cold. Tylenol, Motrin for the fever, cough and cold medicines if they're old enough. Otherwise, give it time. That's a great thing as a parent to know that they're okay. But if they're giving a puffer, then they heard something in the lungs. They heard wheezing. We heard it on Serafina. The child needs that. It could be due to RSV. RSV can cause wheezing, sometimes responds to inhalers. So we try them. Lots of other viruses in younger kids unrelated to asthma cause wheezing. And it's just a temporary measure to make their breathing better during that time. But I don't think a doctor would do that if they really didn't need it just because you showed up. You're like, no frequent flyer points in most offices. So we should start that.
Yeah.
No, what would you get as like a prize if you like you punch a ticket and like on the 10th visit, what would you get in a practice?
Well, I don't think you get anything. I think you get kicked out of the practice.
What about a free visit?
Just keep doing what you're doing. I know, bro, that you're frustrated with it, but just let her do her thing. And, you know, you just sit there and you know.
Look how beautiful and healthy your children are because she's taking such good care of them.
I think the doctors are scared of her.
No,
I'm scared of her. So listen, if she doesn't use the puffer, the kids don't use the puffer, you use it.
Yeah, see, there you go. You can do it.
Get your money's worth, bro. Thanks for calling in.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Nice. Thanks for talking with
us. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Thanks
it's for a concern. You got it. You got it. It's a concern for a lot of people when their kids go down that, you know, we got to get them in because we, you know, for me, particularly my family, since Serafina had an issue, every time something comes up and it's waning, it's waning because she's beat a lot of this viruses that she's recently had, but she had some complications early on. I just don't want to be the parent who's late to the game.
Right.
Even myself, as I go to the doctor, I don't want to be one of these people where the doctor goes, so how long have you been having this issue? And I'm like, I don't know, three years, you know, like, and then the next thing you know, the mass has grown and it's showing up in pictures.
Right. And if anything ever happens, you think about that over and over again. So it, you know, makes everything seem worse than it really is until you notice that they're doing better. As doctors, we do the same thing. You know, kids come in vomiting, fever all the time. It's usually a stomach bug. Then all of a sudden you pick up an appendicitis. Well, all of a sudden, every single person, you're not thinking stomach bug anymore. You're thinking appendicitis. So you go a little overboard and just making sure you're not missing the thing that's more serious. Because, you know, same thing, doctors and parents, we just want to make sure everything's okay. But it's not a bad thing to go get it checked out.
Yeah.
You know, I think, there are a lot of visits. I used to get visits where parents wanted me to check ears prior to going on an airplane. And you'd say, oh, are they sick? Is something, are they complaining? Like, no, we just want to check their ears before the plane. So something like that may not be as necessary. It makes everybody feel better. But unless the child has a complaint or concern, usually you don't have to come in for.
Got it.
Right? Were you that person?
What, as a kid?
No, that you came in because you wanted me to check the ears.
No. The ears are fine. Believe me. Bro, wow. Jimmy Wild, man. Look at you.
Sebastian.
What's happening?
Dr. Cohen, hello.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for including me. Appreciate it. Who's the dog behind you?
I think it's like a buffalo or something.
Oh, it's a buffalo?
High class artwork in our kitchen.
Oh.
Lord, do you want to say hi?
I thought it was like a dog with his mouth open.
No, it's a buffalo. Oh, there we go. We got the whole family.
Can you say hi?
Hi, cutie.
Could care less.
Yeah. We're talking about speech. There you go.
What's going on? What's your question today?
Okay, so Ford, who you just saw and is walking into our open gate kitchen.
Look at the legs and stuff. He's like, that's get cool. him now.
Yeah, this is as much as I'm so happy to be on this. You're gonna get about 75% of us, and then the other 25 is gonna be watching him. And I don't know if that's appropriate. Maybe it should be the other way around. But, so Ford's 22 months, and you might be able to hear him in the background. But besides really like a mama or a dada, that's it for talking. And my wife has no problem with me saying this because I already pretty much went over it with her, but I think that's fine. I've heard a ton of stories where kids are 3 years old and then they just start kind of really getting into like a dialogue and talking or whatever. You absolutely get to talk, babe. but my wife is a little bit more on the concerned side. So I'll let you kind of speak your piece.
So I am a kindergarten teacher, an early childhood educator. And when we went to his 18-month appointment, he was supposed to have 3 to 5 words. And he didn't. So our doctor told us to just wait and wait. And I said, no, I want to have him evaluated. So we did. We had him evaluated by early on, and he qualified for 2 hours of speech services a week. So they come to our house, and they teach us how to teach him how to talk. Look at you, Zilly. Yeah, there you go. So we are differing on this. When I say sport is speech delayed, my husband's steam comes out of his ears, but he's been diagnosed with a speech delay because he's almost 2 and he only says 2 clear words. He will sign for more and he will sign for please, but he does a lot of babbling, which I know he knows what he's saying, but
yeah.
I feel like he wants everybody to tell him he's or it is okay, which I think he is, but he also has to remember he has a speech delay.
When did you talk? Because you haven't shut up since.
I don't know. I don't think I was a shy kid, so I don't think I was talking early on. However, I don't know, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, at 22 months, right. Is this, I mean, like, what are you saying?
So a couple things, which it sounds like everything's fine. So 5 questions. He responds to his name. He looks when you point at things. He shows interest. He imitates. He follows simple commands. And
I don't think he's autistic.
No. Exactly. So the reason why I'm differentiating it is that there's 2 types of language. There's what you understand and what you say, and they're very different. And understanding always comes faster than speaking. So we usually say 12 to 18 months is all about understanding. 18 months to 2 years is typically a word explosion. So once you have that 18-month-old who understands everything, which is exactly what they're describing, and making attempts at speech, all the you know, those are the 2 predictors of good future language. To your husband's point, yeah, he's going to be totally fine. But to your point, yes, we are a little slower on speech. So 21-month-olds typically have about 30 individual words, and the goal by 2 is about 50-plus words, starting to put 2 words together, but only about 50% intelligible to strangers. So his words aren't clear in the babble. It's not like ball, it's ba, ba, and you know ba is ball, right? So I speak 2-year-old language. And the biggest word explosion expressively in the first 2 years is between 21 and 24 months. So naturally these next 3 months are going to be great as far as speech, but you're right. Why does it hurt? Why it doesn't hurt to have somebody come and help him out. And that's what I would recommend. Doing exercises are only a bonus, but to your point, is he going to be fine? Yes. And if he may do it at 2, he may do it at 2.5, he may do it at 3, because his receptive language is there and he's understanding. He's going to be fine. But why not jumpstart it? The other reason to jumpstart it is because he's going to start getting really frustrated. You take a typical 2-year-old with tantrums and everything on top of it, they can't speak. You're through the roof, right? Imagine going to a cocktail party with laryngitis. You're going to be in the corner, right? You're not going to be the most gregarious guy like you are today. And so it's hard. So give them the ability to help out.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I guess another thing too, and again, the analogy of me having steam coming out of my ears is a little aggressive. I don't get like too worked up.
I don't know that that's aggressive.
But I guess as we're both first time parents, I think like you just gave a nice model between this month and this month, boom, between this month and this month, boom. To me, it's like, I understand there probably needs to be structure for, you know, just as parents are raising their toddlers and whatever. But so now all I'm taking away from what I heard is, okay, if I don't have a word explosion after, by 24 months, what's going on? You know, but it seems like that's really a very specific window for me to see some.
No, no,
some
no. It doesn't happen. Mean if it doesn't happen. It's just that naturally words definitely increase between 21 and 24 months, but being a little expressively speech delayed, it may come later, and that's totally fine. You're giving him the tools to help him out. That's the bottom line. You should narrate right. everything you do. So when he babbles, oh, you want your blue cup? Here it is. So he constantly right. hear the words. So no, between now and two, he may not have as big a growth as maybe some other 21 to 24 month old. That's totally fine, but you're giving him the strength to do those things. And it's going to come. The key is there's no red flags here, like you said. So it's going to happen.
Yeah. Don't listen. I think as parents, we start to compare. Oh, well, Joey knows 50 words already, and my kid only knows two.
Yeah.
Let's get somebody in here to accelerate the process. And I don't think that ever stops. He's going to be 15, and he's going to be playing baseball, and the other kid's going to be hitting home runs, and he's going to be hitting singles. Let's get a coach in here. So I think it happens at different degrees in life.
That was a really good analogy.
I'm telling you, when you bring me into this stuff, I not only do comedy,
I'm
doing analogies that are.
I've listened to all the episodes, guys. Sebastian, your words that you're saying now, amazing. Right? I mean, I need to look up some of them. It's crazy.
I mean, why am I even here?
I'm telling you, I only got an undergrad in corporate communications, but I feel my education started when I left school and met Scott.
Right.
So listen, go. Jimmy Wilde, I love the name. I think we should get you in a band. it's just
no musical ability at all, but that's fine. The name works, I guess.
And next time we talk,
hey, we're really big fans. We saw you, Sebastian, last winter in Detroit, front row. We're huge fans of you. Well, Dr. Scott, since I've been listening, you're the way you kind of help, and not just the people that you're talking to, like us one-on-one, but like when I'm driving or doing yard work, whatever, I'm learning and listening. That's why I think this whole podcast is fantastic.
Thank you. That's why we're doing it.
Get that as a soundbite.
Yeah, can we get this as the promo?
Yeah, this is the promo for leading into CBS This Morning, November 4th.
Really appreciate it, guys. Sounds appreciate like everything it. Is great.
All right, guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
See you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, my brother, the story goes, my brother didn't speak a word till he was like almost 4 years old.
Wow.
And I got blamed for it because they'd say, Brian, you want a cookie? And I'd say, yeah, he wants a cookie. They said I was answering all his questions for him. And then we were at Disneyland. No, Disney World, because East Coast, Disney World. And he hadn't said a word. And my dad walked away and he goes, meet me in the lobby, daddy, was his first words my brother ever said.
Wow.
So, it eventually does happen. We didn't have all these wonderful therapies in the past.
Yes. So it will happen. Just be patient.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. We're having some fun on the show today, talking to people about like what last call was about. 2-year-old only was saying two words, and they were concerned about if the kid was going to speak again. So, what's your issue?
Just real quick, I'm not that big of a fan. I'm really not.
Wow! nice.
You sell mugs?
Yeah, I sell mugs. Wow. I'm in the mug business.
I've never gotten a mug. Drink a lot of coffee. You could send me
a mug. You'll get a mug. You'll get a bunch of swag sent to your door.
It's unbelievable. I get nothing, by the way.
So thank you for having me, first of all. And mine's the opposite. So my kids are 16 and just turned 14. So 16-year-old has a girlfriend now. Mm. And in the 80s, no one talked to us about this stuff, you know. Grew up in the 80s, and kind of like Sebastian, I can relate to your story. But anyway, I actually, since I wrote the email, we did go to a pediatrician. Even as I type the question, I'm like kind of awkward, and I'm saying, how do I talk to my son about the birds and the bees? Mm-hmm. You know, I can't even, I don't know who gets your emails, the producer, whatever. So I did go to the doctor. And I was hoping she was going to talk him out of it. But instead, she comes out with a bag, this special bag for my son, and kind of, you know, to kind of talk to him about the birds and the bees. I just am I'm awkward about it, you know, how to approach the subject. What have you done? I wanted to ask your doctor. How do you approach teenagers with the topic of sex, I guess? And Sebastian, I know your kids are little, but how would you approach this topic when they are older?
Well, every time I think about the topic, I have a physical reaction to it in regards to my daughter, especially my daughter.
Yes.
You know, it's just, I can't even spit out the words, but.
Exactly.
I haven't given it much thought because she's only five. And growing up, no one really discussed it with us at home. When we went to the pediatrician, nobody came out with a goodie bag.
I was asked, what was in the goodie bag?
What was in the bag?
Because I am doing condoms? Something wrong.
Cornucopia of, it was condoms. So, you know, we don't want you to use it, but it is here. Oh. You know, so I was hoping the pediatrician would talk him out of, you know, but like this Halloween, is what
it's like
it
trick
is.
Trick or treating at your pediatrician's office.
Are you handing out swag?
I've never given out condoms before.
Okay, so no, he's not encouraging or giving out any.
No, we're discouraging. No, it's just,
you're not giving out samples.
I haven't before. We do talk about it in the office because I think it's important to broach the subject with the child and also a conversation they should have with their parents. I think it's normal as a parent to be sort of nervous and sort of giggly about it, but trying not to be as much that way around the child, because you want to talk about the topic in an appropriate way and using real terms. You know, birds and bees reminds me of, do you remember the old sex ed videos when we were kids? It was like, there's a catcher's mitt and a ball.
No,
and
I don't remember.
Throw the baseball into the catcher's mitt. Like, you know, it's crazy what they were talking about using those analogies. I mean, do you see yourself, like, if Serafina brings home a boyfriend, what kind of, are you like going to be buddy-buddy with him, or are you shotgun at the front door with him?
Well, here's something I recently heard. When someone comes to the house, if your daughters are going to get into dating shortly, you offer the boy a drink, water, Sprite, and you pour it in a glass, right? He takes a sip of the drink. He puts the glass down. They go on the date. You lift the fingerprints off the glass just in case you need. You need them for
like you're like full on FBI. I gotta talk to my father about this one.
Talk to your dad about that.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is the route I'm going down.
So right? the route I go just came up because my 14-year-old is hanging with a lot of boys now, which is great. And not necessarily for any reason. She just enjoys their company. But I'm always just, you know, spying in. So I tend to be the driver. I drive them different places. I talk to them. And the other week, I picked her up from a movie with another girlfriend and a boy. And they came back to our house. And the boy was there a couple hours. And then I drove him home. And I got home. And my daughter said, hey, Dad, do you know you're his pediatrician? And I said, oh my God, I didn't recognize him. He was wearing a big hoodie. I said, get him on the phone. I said, hey, why didn't you say something while you're at the house? He goes, oh, I thought we were abiding by HIPAA. I didn't want to say anything. So I just told my daughter that just any boy she's going to be around, I probably take care of. So I'm going to find out everything.
Yeah. So, I don't like the fact that this kid was in a hoodie.
Yeah. They're on hoodies and pajama pants.
Take the hoodie off. This I need to it. See the face. I need to see the whole thing. I don't like the just.
No, but I think the fact that pediatrician brought up the conversation is a good starting point. And then talking with your child about it, asking what they know, what thoughts they have, what questions they have, and being honest about it.
Right.
And again, we've talked about this. It's not going to be just one sit-down lecture, but it's going to be multiple conversations and teaching points over time as things come up. You do things with them. You watch movies with them. They talk about their friends and their relationships. You talk about those things because it's important they do hear it from you because your advice is going to be better than anything they hear from any other teenager in school or the internet.
And who knows? And I don't want to put this in your, I don't want to put this in your head, but I'm going to. He could be doing it already. No?
Right. He told me he's not doing it.
That's what I told my mom at 16. Okay. And I was in the basement.
You were at a neighbor's house. You were sleepwalking with a negligee. So, yeah.
So who knows? You might know more than you already, especially with these kids now. Nowadays,
it's scary nowadays. They just know. They see too much.
They know
too
much.
It's all on the internet.
I know. Yeah. I have to go study.
They know too much.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Keep drinking that coffee and read that book.
Yes, bye. I'm almost done with it.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. So that's interesting about the goodie bag. I don't know any pediatricians in the area. I should ask around. It's just interesting.
This could be a whole new thing for you. You're the only pediatrician in LA handing out condoms and the pill.
Right. Cause like our next door neighbor growing up was a dentist and nobody trick or treated his house cause he gave away like toothbrushes and things. I could be that house.
That's funny.
And then I'm going to get reported.
Guys giving away dental floss on Halloween. Now, one thing I noticed today in the show, besides the fact that the strawberry on my shirt is not giving off the type of scent that I wish it was.
I know.
I washed it maybe too many times. An interesting, we're getting more callers now that are leaning into the teenage years. Mm-hmm. My kid's 9 or 10 or whatnot. For those of you out there that are wondering, what's the age or what's the perfect age? Anywhere between, 0 and 18, we're covering all those topics. So don't be afraid to give us a shout at daddyversusdoctor.com. Also, if you want to email us directly, daddyversusdoctor@gmail.com. We'll get back to you and we'll have you on the show, have some fun.
He's got great advice. People like his advice.
It's unfiltered. Amazing. It might be a little rough around the edges. However, I think I'm getting my point across. If you need an educated answer, obviously we stay on this side of the table. If you want to know what the street is saying, you come over here and listen to a man in a strawberry sweatshirt.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician. Please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs and about your concerns for yourself and your family.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.